Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are back here live on a Tuesday, hour number two of the program. Tobin out, Frog Boy filling in, but have no fear. Leroy is here. Brittany is here. Fig out as well. They will all be returning next week. In the meantime, you have
Fonz's
me.
Fonz's last day.
I was talking to Fonz yesterday, actually, as I was
he's leaving tonight.
I know, man. It was great to hear his name yesterday when you were discussing him in general, and it great to hear that he's doing well. And I know I'm sure you're a bit sad to see him go. That's your boy, man.
I was the only testosterone in the house.
Yeah, it's rough. That is definitely rough. I can imagine. I didn't even consider that.
I got three bosses. Yeah. Listen, I got three people who all want to be the foreman to my life.
Yeah.
I could be doing some. No. That's not the way you do it. I'm like, did I? You know what I do?
Yeah.
Pressure clean. I've been pressure cleaning my ass off. Nobody want to pressure clean.
You got a pressure washing machine, bro? I may come rent that thing from you.
I got an electric one.
All right, man. Come on, man. $25.
It works. No, you come get it. You can use it.
All right. Hey, listen, I can fit it in my car. It's like that.
Absolutely. Oh, listen,
I like
that. It works. It works great.
Hey, you can save me $65 here. This is great. Hey, I like this. This ended up working out for me. But you know what? I feel bad, though, because then you won't have anything to hide if I take your pressure washing machine.
Oh, no, you're going to bring it right back. I'll fight you over that. That's my only piece. Like, they go, what you doing piece? Today? They say, after golf, what you doing today? I'm going home and pressure clean.
That's what your life has come to, Leroy. No longer is it any clubs or parties.
Or I got to hear stories about the one pomegranate and the bananas growing in our backyard.
Why is that? Meemaw who's checking them out?
Mel, like gross stuff. I'm looking at some raspberries right now.
Oh, that's amazing, though. I mean, she's always doing something, man. If it's not something artsy, she's growing something.
Yeah. That's her thing. All the kids are like that. Fonz is like that. With music, Rebecca's like that. Like me, not so much.
You know why? Because the majority of your life was so schedule oriented that you're just like, and now you're chilling.
Downtime is downtime. When I get home during the day or during the weekend, I turn on golf and I'm in and out of consciousness. Yeah. And they look, my wife has left, come back, made me a sandwich, put it in front of me. I said, I didn't even know we had lunch meat. She said, I went and got it. I said, what was I doing? Sleeping?
That's great. Have you, you're not a French Open guy by any chance, are you?
You know what I am? And this is why I sometimes get annoyed with F1.
Oh, watch out.
You'll understand. I can turn on the TV, and if it's a tightly contested event in anything, I will watch because I like seeing people compete against one another. But with race car driving in general, especially F1, right? There's so much of it that has to do with the planning and all that stuff. And it's almost sometimes the best driver doesn't always win because he had to take a bad stop or he didn't pit stop at the right time. And that's with all car racing. And so when it's taken out of the competitors' hands, I sometimes lose interest. And that's where it is.
Okay. Now, can I ask what the hell that has to do with the French Open? Did I say that?
Because I said I will watch any competition. Like if I turn it on and it's 2-2 in the fifth set, I'm like, oh, this is getting hot. This is getting heavy. I'm going to watch, right? No matter what time of day. If I'm watching golf and I look at a leaderboard, I don't care if it's women, men, college, whatever. If, there's only two shots with five holes to go, I'll watch. I can do that with everything except car racing because the leader could take a pit and end up 10th and never catch up.
All right, so I was like, how's the French Open? And you're like, duh. Racing sucks.
No, it's like because Tobin's gone. He had to take.
Did I not give a good explanation as to why?
No, you did, but it just kind of feels like they took a shot.
He took a shot at me. It's fine.
No, I didn't.
I saw you.
Tobin's gone, and someone has to humble me. It's fine.
I said I will watch any competition. I don't care what sport it is. If it seems like it's a highly contested battle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or racing, right? It'll be two guys, one, two, going back and forth, in turn, in and out. And then one guy goes, go ahead, guys. I got a pit. I don't have no gas.
They don't even use. See, that's how I know you don't watch it. Fun because they don't even use gas. They're electric cars now. They only do. They only pit for tires.
Okay. Well, still pit for reason. Still, guys in first place.
That's
got
what
a pit.
Makes it so interesting, though. Is a pit strategy. Of course, it makes it interesting.
Strategy, as I said, takes it out of the hand of the competitor.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Is that not an accurate assessment? I see two of the best race car drivers driving against one another, that's exciting. Then one of them has to stop and go get new tires and ends up in 10th place.
Well, it's like. That doesn't happen often unless they have to pit very, very early. The time gaps are large enough where they're still competing at the top for a top spot.
Wait, so like if you're like in first place, but you have to create a long enough distance between you and second place.
No, second place. It's just like it depends on how close you are. Because like sometimes there could be a 30-second gap between you and second place or third place. So that gives you enough time because pit stops usually run 20. Like the longer ones run about 25 seconds, right? Mm. That's total time. That's not actually in the pit. That's total time of getting into pit lane and getting out of pit lane. So
pit lane.
You can technically get in and out and still be in
and
second
still be
place
in second place
out.
Or even first place, depending on the lead that you build. So your goal is like this year, the time gaps have been a lot closer. So your goal is just to create a big enough distance between you and the midfield. So you pass all that traffic because those people are still vying for spots. So you kind of want to come in at a clean spot. You want to come in like top five. But like what happened to the McLaren team last race was that they started on the wrong tires. So they had to pit like five laps in and that put them all the way in the back. So they had to fight really hard to get back to the top five. So it matters a lot about how am I making your point?
That's You're skill. Making my point. Is that not
well,
skill?
Well, it's a team sport, whether people like to agree with that or not. It is a team sport.
I agree with that.
It's important. That everybody's working on all cylinders, including
the
engineers.
So did I not
say
the best driver doesn't always win?
Well, it's like, no, but does the best team always win in football? Does the best team always win in basketball? No.
Over a period of time, you identify, like, when based on what we saw all year, forget the records, would we say that San Antonio and the Knicks played the best basketball all year?
Yeah, I mean, sure. But the best team and the best driver always ends up winning the Constructor Championship or the WDC. I think McLaren had the best car last year.
Constructor Championship.
There
that's
we
what
go.
It's called. It's That's for the what team. That's doing? Those are the team competition. That's the team championship. And there's the individual championship. And McLaren finished 1-2 and they won the Constructor Championship. So they were the best car. They were the best team. They had the best drivers.
That's all wrong. They need to change the name. Let's turn the Constructor Trophy, whatever it's called, to the Zoom Zoom Cup. That's fun.
Can I give you a minus one?
That's fair.
Minus one.
You don't need. Go ahead on and fire that thing off. You don't need. You have the ultimate authority. You got the buttons.
I don't know. It seemed like it was a good idea, but I understand. Let's get you some headlines. They're brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. One of my headlines that I have to let you guys know is that we have a text contest going on. All right. The summer of soccer is here, and we're giving away a soccer swag bundle, Brittany. It's going to be valued at around $250 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word Messi to 20357. Brittany, do you know how to spell Messi?
M-E-S-S-I.
There you go. To 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. By the way, is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive.
Damn you, Smeathan. Leroy had to buy a pressure washer to clean his pterodactyl toes.
Okay. I didn't see that one, but I did like the mention. There were some movies that were mentioned when we were discussing the
Juana Man.
Juana Man, right? That's good. I love that movie. But Little Giants was completely robbed on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it was completely robbed.
So here's the other one. What about what's the movie with the kids and James Earl Jones?
If it's
Sandlot.
Sandlot.
I mean, that's baseball, and it's the best sports movie of all time. I hate to break it to everybody.
Right. No, that's so is true. That considered a sports movie?
What's
or
number
a
one?
Friends movie?
Space Jam's number one.
You're crazy. Really? You lost all credibility, actually.
66% on the Sandlot?
That's crazy. It should never be that.
What do you got to do? You're killing me, Smalls. No. What do you got to do?
Rotten Tomatoes has rough scores for most movies you think are good, especially sports movies.
Crazy. Well, I just think that sports movies are really hard to get people to love because then you have people who are too realistic and are like, that would never happen in the real world. And then you have people who are like, I'm not interested in sports and don't want to watch it. So I do understand that they're a little bit more
critiqued. But we're talking about movies that are centered around sports, but aren't really about sports.
The Sandlot is about sports.
Sandlot's all sport. I mean, it is a coming of age story.
Yeah,
right.
It has it all. Let's be honest with ourselves here. That's why it's the best sports movie of all time.
Oh my God. 46% on Space Jam. What are we even doing?
I feel like
here,
that's fairly rated.
What are you talking about? First of all, soundtrack alone, that should at least get it to 50%. I can watch a movie with my eyes closed. And then I believe I can fly.
You're teetering into controversial songs once again. Have you learned nothing from Midnight Brown?
You know what's the worst? If Sandlot was the best, Sandlot 2. The worst.
Oh yeah, true.
I don't think Sandlot 2 is that far of a drop off from Sandlot 1.
No,
it's still great. It's a great movie.
I don't have no memory of a Sandlot.
It's the one with the girls that they start playing softball and they want to play. Yeah, so you guys just hate women in sports?
No, that's not true. Because A League of Their Own was a good movie.
It's true.
Ooh.
A League of Their Own is a good movie.
Because Tom Hanks is in it. That's
No, because it was based on a true story.
It's just girls in sports.
No, it clearly is.
It was a real thing. They really did that when everybody went away to war.
What about... Okay, actually, I changed my mind. Number one sports movie of all time, The Dark Knight Rises. That one's easy.
Because there was football in the movie?
Yeah, the field disappeared. And Hines Ward was in the movie.
Is he the best bad guy ever? Bane?
Bane? No, Joker.
The Joker. Heath Ledger. The Dark Knight. All right.
Yeah.
That one is, you want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah. My favorite part was fantastic. when he walked out of the hospital like it was a dud. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, and that was an improvised scene right there.
It really was.
That guy is, hey, listen.
He was,
in regards to like a person who played a role, no matter what the role is.
Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, he was.
There's no need to bring up his past.
No, and he was.
It's a great movie.
He was also in The Knight's Tale.
Yes. And 10 Things I Hate About You. Love 10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things. Yeah, another classic. Hey, the man had range.
He did.
People constantly talk, you know what, I'm not going to compare deceased people here, but, you know, I would say Paul Walker gets a little bit more credit than I think he deserves, because I'm just like, you know, okay, the guy did a racing movie. You had to do this. Oh, I'm driving really fast. And that was it. And he said some stuff like, cuz, and it's like, oh, shut up. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say that about him. I apologize. But Heath Ledger, on the other hand, Range. You know, I don't mean to pit them against each other. This is a slippery slope. What am I doing? Before we go to break, there is one thing I would like to remind you. Dolphins mini camp is this week. The Marlins season continues on. Heat and Panthers offseason news. Canes too. The NBA and NHL finals are underway. Keep up to date. The only way you know how. You can listen on WQAM on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Download it today and make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will take a day today to see what celebrities are celebrating. Any birthdays, anyone we have to send a special shout out to, and what holiday today is, because, you know, every day is like national whatever, whatever day. So we'll check that out. We'll find out more information. Stay tuned right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Wow.
It's a crazy song. Never heard that before.
It's Leroy, John,
I know you probably couldn't hear it.
No, I couldn't hear it.
Who was that?
John Summit.
Oh, that's an Ultra guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know that too, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
I, how should I be surprised?
No, he like knows a lot about music.
I listen to all music.
Yeah. He shocks me sometimes.
Well,
If I turn on the radio or I'm scrolling through Sirius in my car and I hear a song, I'll download it. Like, I listen to all music. Good music is good music. Like, I'm not going to, like, you want to be entertained by music, I'm not going to tie myself into one type of music. Right? And keep in mind, when I was growing up, you had one top 40. You didn't have all these various different, you know, like, you got 17 number one songs because you got 17 different genres. So, no.
Well, I mean, Drake would have been on top of the chart anyway. So, I was going to get into some stuff, but Leroy, you said we got a Myles Garrett update?
Yeah. So, I'm scrolling through, and just then, Browns general manager Andrew Berry says that star Myles Garrett has not been traded to the Rams yet, and talks are still ongoing with the team.
Ooh.
Nothing is final at this point. We are in discussions of a potential trade.
Now, here's the thing. Normally, I'd be like, but it's going to happen, though. But based off of what the hell happened with Max Crosby this offseason.
Well, that was a injury thing.
Yes, but.
But I would just say this.
No, not to trust it.
It was an injury thing that they can hang their hat on. But here's what I think they were doing. They were dealing with Hendrickson and Max Crosby.
Yeah.
And they could sign Hendricks. Is it Hendricks or Hendrickson? Hendricks.
Trey Hendrickson, I think is his name.
Hendrickson, yeah.
No, I don't know.
They traded for him. They didn't have to give up any assets to get him. So as they're working out these two deals and trying to figure it out, now they bring in Max Crosby and they go, hey, we can always get out of this trade. Because he just had surgery.
Yeah, so, he didn't pass a physical.
So, right. We always have this to fall back on. So, is that smart? A little sketchy? I don't know. But it seemed really weird that the second they said Max Crosby failed the physical, they signed Trey. You see what I'm saying? So, I think they were working with both of them at the same time.
Schmeathen's calling you out. He says that Barry had a press conference confirming the trade.
No, that I'm just looking at this just now. This is recent. So unless it was done after that.
This one was 33 minutes ago. He's quoted as saying things.
Okay, 33 minutes ago. So, all right.
He said early Tuesday press conference that Miles Garrett trade is not something he had on his bingo card. He said that Browns weren't auctioning him off. He says he has no regrets about not making a deal when Garrett requested a trade after the 2024 season. In terms of why now, he said the opportunity was too great. Wasn't like a plan. It wasn't like a plan A going into the offseason. Quite honestly, we have operated differently if it was. Sometimes things come across your path when you're not expecting. You can't be so dogmatic in your strategy and planning that you can't adjust and be flexible. So yeah, it seems like whatever they were waiting, whatever last dominoes they were waiting to fall, have fallen. And yeah, this is the response. It wasn't necessarily on their horizon, but
in other words, all he's basically saying is the Rams called him.
Yeah.
Which is an easy thing to say. You know, because then with the same breath, he said that this didn't take Miles Garrett off guard. So which was it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously he's going to say whatever it is to kind of just cover himself in that sense. But yeah, we will continue to get the details as they are released. Something else, it seems like our chat is driving the show at this point. But I mean, they're bringing up good things here. Malachi Toney on the cover of College Football 27. Absolutely well deserved. He is
very young for it, right? He's got to be the youngest person to ever be on it. He's what, 18? 18?
Yes, he began his career at 17, but he turned 18 in the middle of the season. So yeah, this is he set the all-time single season receptions record with 109 catches, more than 1200 yards.
You know what's crazy? He'll be drafted. He'll be 19 years old if he leaves after 3 years.
Yeah, and if he wants to, he can definitely get drafted after that time too. Like, you know, if he wants to stay, obviously we'll love to have him, but because, you know, NIL has changed the game.
He'll make 20.
Lot of money in college.
He ain't gonna make as much he make in the NFL if he's a first round pick.
He'll be 20 when he gets drafted. Yeah, because he turns 19 in the middle of this season, then he still has a whole other season.
He'll be 20. Yeah, correct.
He'll be 20.
Oh, okay. He's actually sharing the cover though with a couple athletes. I'm gonna get this up on our screen here. But not sure if off top you're familiar with the Moore? What's his name? Leonard Moore. That's the Notre Dame quarterback. And actually, you know what? How about this? I just put the picture up here. That'll probably help. If you are listening to us and interested in seeing this cover, we are on YouTube and we are on Twitch. You can find us at 104.3 WQAM.
So it's Moore. For Oregon, he's a quarterback of Oregon, then Malachi Toney, and then Kewan Lacy from the running back from Ole Miss.
Yeah, I
what?
Don't care Marcos. About any of those other guys.
What?
Screw them.
Malachi Toney. That's none of the guys you mentioned.
Who did I mention?
You said
the quarterback
you said
from Notre Dame.
From Notre Dame. But I'm so sorry. It's Dante Moore from.
Because look, the deluxe edition has Texas linebacker Colin Simmons, Notre Dame quarterback Leonard Moore, and USC quarterback Jaden Maiva. And Kurt Cignetti actually makes an appearance on the deluxe version.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, and enough of that guy, by the way. I'm sick and tired of this guy's face, but whatever. That's a story for a different time. Malachi Toney right here in the middle, though. Come on. That's showing a lot of love. Throwing up to you.
With his gabos. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So shout out to our boy Nino Jesus, who's out here doing this thing. Now let's get into some celebrity birthdays. We do have a pretty decent list of celeb birthdays that we are honoring today. Justin Long. Do you guys know Justin Long?
No.
If you told me his name, I wouldn't know it. But if you see his face, you'll know who Justin Long is. He's he was in Jeepers Creepers. You guys see that movie by any chance?
No.
Oh, he's in.
He was in Dodgeball.
He's in.
Oh wait, Dodgeball.
He's just not that into you. I love that movie.
Yes, he is.
Is he the pirate?
He's not the pirate in Dodgeball. He is the young, skinny. I don't know, dude. The young, skinny white guy.
I am a poor
Justin Long. Justin Long. I'm telling you, if you see his face, you'll be like, oh, I've seen this guy before. But in regards to like knowing him based off of a name, no.
Isn't it one of those?
Now, can you believe, usually not too good with aging, but 48 for him. Doesn't look bad.
You know, he's aging. You know who he's aging like? Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is old as hell. Been around forever. Sure.
Yeah.
Know who he's with?
Who, Justin Long? No, who is he with?
Kate Bosworth.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Started dating in
23.
Wow, look at that. Other birthdays celebrating today. Are you familiar with the name AJ Styles by any chance? It is a wrestler.
No. I'm not aware. I think I'm one of the few tangibles that wasn't really into wrestling.
Heard. What about Awkwafina? Do you know who she is?
Oh, yeah. She was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, she is an Asian rapper.
Huh?
She's a rapper actress.
Let me see.
She was also in... She was in Shang-Chi, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the water comes up.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, hers is A-W-K-W-A-F-I-N-A. For some reason...
A-W...
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah.
Yes. She's like... I thought she was a comedian. She's a comedian more than...
Yeah, I've never heard her rap at all.
Nope. Right. She's always always the funny person in the movies. Yeah, she was in a Marvel movie also.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying it multiple times. It is Shang-Chi, but it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not an issue. Wentworth Miller. Hey, listen, this is another one. You tell me his name, I'm like, I have no idea who the hell that is. But if you show me his face, I'm like, oh, the guy from Supernatural.
Wentworth Miller. Why? It comes right up.
What a name, dude.
Oh no, I don't know
Prison
him.
Break.
Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Prison Break, not Supernatural, sorry. All right, so a little bit more noticeable names. Not sure if you guys are familiar with this guy, Wayne Brady.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got to be 60, right?
54.
Wow, that's it?
Yeah. Is Wayne Brady on the Mount Rushmore of Brady's?
He's done some of everything.
You got Tom Brady. You got the Brady Bunch. Wayne Brady.
Put it this way.
Yeah.
Of all those people you just mentioned, nobody had to look up Wayne Brady.
That's true. Hey, that's a good point. You may have to look up this next one. Leroy, I think you may be familiar with this gentleman. 58 years old. Beetlejuice. I think he was on.
Oh, he was on. He was on. What's that?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Yeah.
Yeah. He was on Howard Stern.
He looks like Beetlejuice.
Hey, listen. Don't say his name three times in front of the mirror. Not good. Now, this guy, another one of these cases where you're not going to know his name, but you're going to know who he is, I think. Dennis Haysbert.
Oh, that's from the Big Marbles. Major League. He was in Waiting to Exhale.
Yes. Okay. So
remember, he sacrificed some fried chicken.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
What? Yes. He was in Major League.
He was in Major League.
Yes.
And Waiting to Exhale was really like movies. Yeah.
That's where I remember him from, and now he was the he does the commercials for the insurance.
That's who we know, Matt. He's the Allstate guy.
Yeah.
Listen, yes. Are you in good hands?
Yeah, he got the voice. He probably did a bunch of voiceover too.
Wasn't he also in Love and Basketball?
Was he? The dad or something?
He was somebody. Hold on.
What's his? I already
yes, the he's name. He's Quincy's dad.
Quincy's dad
in Love and Basketball.
You
there's certain if you put
no
on
ball.
If you put on a movie and I was asleep and he was that talking, I would know who he was.
Zeke McCall.
That he was the president in 24.
I remember 24. Wow. Boop. Boop.
The never ending day.
Listen, my life is 24, so I totally get it. Andy Cohen. You guys know Andy Cohen?
Yeah. But of course.
Vaguely familiar with him. I know he's popular in he's on E a lot.
No, it's Bravo.
Oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he does the reunion shows?
Yeah, right? he does a lot of the reunion shows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, if you're into Love Island, tonight at Copper Blues in Miami, they will be having the Love Island watch party as well as Love Island trivia. Make sure you stop by and drinks and stuff. You get it. 58 years old for Andy Cohen. Now this is another one again. You probably won't know him unless you've watched Game of Thrones. Liam Cunningham is turning 65. Leroy, I know you had your Game of Thrones run, your epic run. Do you remember the smuggler? You remember the guy who would smuggle stuff? Who was he loyal to?
Liam
Cunningham. Okay. Yeah, he was Davos Seaworth.
You said Liam Cunningham?
Yeah, Liam Cunningham, Davos Seaworth, which, by the way, Game of Thrones is coming back in a couple weeks. The House of Dragon. Finally.
House of Dragon. Yep. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen him in other stuff, too.
Nah, he's Davos Seaworth to me. And the final name on this list here, happy birthday, goes out to Joe Coy. Joe Coy. Today.
Doesn't he always wasn't he the comedian that would always get naked?
Was that him? I don't know if I've seen Joe Coy naked. I thought he was family friendly. Asian guy?
Yeah.
Naked? No. You're thinking of Bobby Lee.
Okay.
Which is racist of you, by the way. I don't know. Maybe it's racist of me of accusing you of thinking that, but Bobby Lee gets naked often. National Day today. I know a lot of our co-workers will be celebrating it. It is National Leave the Office Early Day.
How about National, if it was our office, it'd be National Don't Come to the Office Day.
Absolutely. That's the day that I'm celebrating. I went yesterday. Strange.
How many people were in the building besides you and...
Three. Dan Day, Jimmy, a Spanish radio person, and the engineer.
Well, yeah, so it was four. Everybody's only here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So it's packed today?
Yep.
It's adorable.
It sure is.
I may be there Thursday. Leroy, what are you thinking?
I don't know.
All right.
Well, I don't know. It depends. We'll keep in mind, we getting Rebecca ready for college.
Ah, all right. Well,
she's going next week. No, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, so she did early?
Yeah.
She's doing summer?
Yeah.
Overachiever?
Or she just wants to get out of the house.
That's fair. National Rotisserie Chicken Day. You guys going to celebrate?
I like rotisserie chicken, but okay. I mean, I have a problem with Publix.
That's fair.
What's the regulation chicken size? Sometimes you go in there and they got Cornish hens, and then sometimes you go in there and they got ostriches, but they all cost the same price.
Well, I'll discuss with Publix, see if they can get back to us. National Rocky Road Day. What do you guys think of Rocky Road?
I hate Rocky Road ice cream.
All right.
Really? Does Rocky Road have marshmallows in it?
Yes. It's the one with the marshmallows.
Yes,
I don't like chocolate.
Cold marshmallows.
I don't like chocolate-based ice cream.
Chocolate.
I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, I don't like...
I do not eat chocolate ice cream.
No, neither do I. Unless it's soft serve and it's in a swirl.
And not even.
No, I love it like that.
I just think chocolate ice cream is meh.
Yeah, I agree with them.
Chocolate, but that's number two as ice creams I hate. Number one, mint chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's legit.
I literally just had mint chocolate chip ice cream last night. I love mint chocolate chip ice cream.
It's a chick ice cream.
He has said that for years. Like, I don't know why.
He has like a problem with women today.
I don't know. No women that say, oh, let me get that mint chocolate chip.
But, you know what, though? That is true, though. That, like, actually, you know, okay, I got to add that.
Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me for being perceptive and seeing and reading the tea leaves and all that stuff. Every time I see somebody eating mint chocolate chip ice cream, it's normally a woman that asks for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You brought up a good point, Leroy. I'm going to add that to my tough list. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I will reveal tough list right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. First time we've ever read it. The tough list coming to Tobin and Leroy next. Welcome back to Tobin and Leroy Show. What is that? What you got there, buddy?
It is a special limited flavor fruit punch. Yeah. Love Island.
Oh,
he's celebrating. Poppy. He's celebrating.
By the way, so my dog was acting crazy, barking.
All right.
I'm like, what the hell is going on? I go in there. The fat one's stuck under the bed. She can't get out. So that's what she was barking about.
Yes, she was barking to save her life. You had another woman running your life, by the way, Leroy. I want you to know that.
I'm gonna tell you what. Wow. I just sit love back. Them. I mean, I could be doing anything. One of the three are gonna say, "That's not how you do that." Let me show you. I'm like, I didn't ask for any help. I'm like,
it's not how you do.
The only thing they can help me with is cooking and pressure cleaning, and sometimes when I cook. They go, oh, you want me to do this fight? No.
Well, we got a quick segment here, but Leroy, I wanted to know if you had time to tell these lovely people about our friends, A&T. I know you and Tobin have been going there quite some time. Would you mind letting our people know about our friend Ara?
So
Mama Ara.
Ara is our guy. He owns A&T Cleaning, dry cleaning in South Florida. You can call and text him at any time. Anytime. And I've tried it. It works. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They've been in business for 40 years. They do all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach. I asked him, I said, man, how do you get the clothes? You know, right? He says, I got like 7 trucks, dude. We pick up, we deliver, we take care of everything. Just give them a call. And guess what? They can do same day seamstress work. Mama Ira is taking care of that. So you're getting the best possible care. Nobody fixes clothes like Mama. All right? Ira's a fan of the show, and he has a special deal for our listeners. Use A&T Dry Cleaners, Mr. Tobin and Leroy. You get 25% off your order. 25%. So not only can he pick it up, drop it off. It's summertime. You got to get your wardrobe right. But then you can get 25% off your order. Call and text Ira again at 954-610-9383. I promise you, if you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Hour 3 of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Stay tuned. I got a tough list we got to do. We got a party like it's 1999. I got a mixed bag of things. We still haven't done damages done. Hey, we haven't talked Marlins.
What's the weather looking like?
And, of course, before we go, we have to tell you what the weather is looking like. This weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for your free and roof and window estimate. Right now, you want to take any guesses, Leroy?
Overcast, winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. I can't tell direction because it's cloudy. Clouds don't move. Looks like it's coming out of the... west, maybe southwest. It's hard to tell. Maybe just right out of the west. And it's probably like 88 degrees because, it's hot. But not muggy as it could be.
Yeah, they got it at 90 degrees right now. Winds coming out of the west, northwest at 4 miles per hour. And yeah, still expect that rain later at around 4 to 5 p.m.
Trees are sweating. It's so hot.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more Tobin and Leroy.